Steve Gruber is America's voice.
All right, 18 after on this Tuesday. Now, I want you to hear it from Adam Schiff's mouth, not mine. I want you to hear Bite 4, the first 10 seconds of it. You understand exactly what I'm talking about before we get to our next guest here, because it's critical for what we're discussing. Take Bite 4 right off the top. Bite 4, go.
First of all, there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo. But it is clear already, I think, from the text messages that this meeting that the Ukraine president sought,
all right, stop there.
The
fact of
the
matter is that for him to say, for Adam Schiff to now say, first of all, the whistleblower is not going to testify, and you don't need a quid pro quo, that's the whole damn thing. What do you mean you don't need a quid pro quo? That's what he was lying about when he testified in front of Congress, making stuff up. Rachel Bavard here, Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Rachel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So now I learned that the whistleblower is not going to testify, so we have a whistleblower who's not really a whistleblower, but we have an anonymous person who has secondhand information, who's not going to testify. Oh, and by the way, you don't even need a quid pro quo anyway, which was the whole crux of the whole argument, was it not?
It was, and this is just further proof that Democrats don't need evidence. They don't need anything. They have been dying to impeach President Trump since he was inaugurated. They will use any excuse in the book to do it. And now they're even saying, as you pointed out, what was supposed to be the there isn't even there, and they're moving ahead anyway.
Yeah, you don't need a quid pro quo. I'm like, what? Well, yeah, of course you do. They're all there. It's there. It's a quid pro quo. When they see it's not there, then they go, well, we don't need that anyway. Well, then what do you need? You just a deep hatred for Donald Trump? That's enough to remove a sitting president in America? Please.
Apparently so. And I would also point out that, you know, they are claiming a lot of evidence that they are not letting the American people see. This hearing this week will be the fifth secret hearing they have held. And so that is the witnesses testifying behind closed doors. The transcripts are not released. Any information that does come out of those hearings is selectively released by Democrats to push their own narrative. So these Democrats really believe that they can overturn the votes of 63 million Americans based on secret evidence that, you know, they decide what matters and what doesn't. This is an abomination of a process. And you want to talk about threats to democracy? You're looking at it right now from these House Democrats.
There's no question. There's no question that's exactly what we're looking at. But at some point, or Rachel, they will have to unseal all of this, will they not? They'll have to unseal all of this. I mean, after all, they wanted all the grand jury testimony released in the Mueller report, right? They wanted it all unsealed. So what would the difference here be? Well, let's unseal it, because this isn't even grand jury testimony. This is testimony to Congress. It's not protected the same. Therefore, if we go through with this process, I believe that the American people will demand, all right, release the transcripts of all these conversations so we can see for ourselves and not the selected snippets. I mean, the Democrats can't do this all the way to the end. I don't believe, do you?
Well, what is stunning is that they've actually changed the rules for this impeachment process to say the only people that can see these transcripts are the members of the committee. And so if impeachment comes to a vote on the full House floor, you will see the majority of the members of the House of Representatives voting to impeach the president without ever seeing all of the evidence. And that, I just think, is a gross, absurd abuse of power in this situation. So they really are persisting ahead on this track.
So let me ask you something. Hold on, this is really important, and I don't know the answer. If, for the sake of argument, on one of those committees, a Republican says, you know what, I can't do that, I can't allow that to happen, here are the transcripts. You know, you say only the committees can see the transcripts, and a Republican or two or ten decide to say, you know what, you need to see the transcripts because you're being lied to, and we cannot allow this to continue. It's an abuse of power by the Democrats. What would be the recourse, what would be the consequences for the Republicans to do such a thing?
Well, they have parliamentary ways of doing this. They can force that disclosure on the House floor and force the House to vote on it, and they should. I mean, you've seen every Republican in these committees rail about the fact that this is a secret process where the evidence isn't being shared. And so I have to think that they're examining their options to force the House to release these transcripts because, I mean, you know, as we've said, this is just a gross abuse of the process, and it's not just the members of Congress that have to make up their minds. It's the American people. We have to see it, too.
All right, so let me ask you this. Lindsey Graham, for example, is going to do hearings on his side, apparently, selective hearings. He wants to talk to Giuliani, for example, and others. Does he have the ability to say, We need those transcripts from the House for our committee to look at. Can the Senate demand from the House those transcripts and then release them by way of the Senate? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he can ask for them. He cannot force the House. The chambers cannot force one another, unfortunately, or fortunately, based on the way you're looking at it. But he can mount a very significant public pressure campaign.
All right. So where do we go from here, Rachel? We don't need a quid pro quo. There is no second whistleblower. You know, you see how that's just kind of vanished? Where's the second whistleblower? We heard all about a second whistleblower. Where is that?
Apparently hiding behind his attorney somewhere.
Apparently. And now the first whistleblower said if they do testify, they only want to testify in writing. They don't want to. I mean, it's all garbage. So a secret whistleblower that nobody gets to ask questions of, whose identity is hidden. We don't need a quid pro quo. There's actually no crime here, but we're going to continue with this impeachment nonsense anyway to try to push a narrative, because you've seen that the polling numbers are going against the president a bit, not as much as Fox News would tell you, but a bit. And there is more support for an impeachment inquiry anyhow at this point. How do you stop that? How do you push that back?
Well, you know, I think the president isn't taking it sitting down. I think his supporters aren't taking it sitting down. And, I think that's going to continue. I do think what's interesting about these polling numbers is gone unsaid in a lot of them is the 63% of Americans who say the House should be focusing on major legislation. And so I think the longer this persists, and if it persists into the election cycle, people are going to get sick of it. People are going to say, look, we haven't seen any evidence. You keep telling us there's a huge smoking gun, but you never present it. Why aren't you working on lowering health care costs? Why aren't you, worrying about, any number of other issues that we sent you there to deal with? So this risks backfiring on Democrats.
Yeah, and with the latest admission, we don't even need a quid pro quo. Not only do you not have a smoking gun, you don't even have the gun. It's insane. Rachel, I've got to leave it there. Rachel Bavard, Senior Director for Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Greatly appreciate you being here, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Still to come, Michael Dougherty will be here in his fist fight with the Justice Department and the founder of the Justice Society. He'll be in shortly. Don't go anywhere on the Steve Gerber Show.